Well, Lionel, of course, great radio TV host and internet star, YouTube star. It's Lionel Nation at YouTube. A better way to watch, just go to his website. Go to lionelmedia.com, lionelmedia.com, and you can watch him there, get a subscription there. Lionel, how you doing?
Mark, I'm doing fantastic, and if you don't mind, before we get going in today's...
I was going to ask you about the cutting room.
July 16th, thank you, sir. July 16th at the cutting room. I will be there for something that, frankly, defies description. You can find out tickets at my YouTube pinned account at Lionel Media or lionelmedia.com. I have all the information there. July 16th. And, Mark, of course, you are always welcome.
And we love the cutting room is one of the best venues in New York.
Absolutely. July 16th. Mark, I don't even know where to start, but Ghislaine Maxwell is up for sentencing.
Yes.
At any moment in the middle of this right now, from what I understand. And I'm telling you, it may not appear to people to be as obvious as it is to me, but this was a case that defied description from the beginning. This is a case where Jeffrey Epstein was murdered. He was murdered. It was homicide. It was not suicide. You know, there's basically five forms of death using the acronym NASH: natural, accidental, suicide, homicide, and theoretically unexplained. This was clearly homicide. And we have Bill Barr who said, it's obviously suicide. That's when I realized we live in a parallel universe where it's medication time and somebody slips something into our drink because they think that we believe this. But Mark, imagine this psychodrama for a moment. Ghislaine Maxwell stands up and says, "Your Honor, may it please the court. First, I am a bad person. I am not saying I did not do what you said I did. But I want to tell you something that I never got the chance to say because, pursuant to my counsel's recommendation, I did not take the stand. But as they say, I've got nothing to lose. I would like to read the following names of individuals that I hereby swear under oath that I saw and can prove and make myself available for any type of testimony, who involved themselves in sexual activities with minors, and the lists are as follows. These people, boom, boom, and wait until the doors fly open, somebody comes in and yells objection, and says, no, this is my chance. I've got nothing to lose. And by the way, I am not depressed. I do not want to kill myself. And if I am found dead, believe me, I'm telling you now. And that goes for everybody in my family as well. I'd like to ask the following questions. Where are all the videotapes? Where are the thumb drives, the hard drives, the audio tapes, the videotapes? His home in New York, his plane, his island, all of them were basically recording studios. Where are they? Who has that? And my question is, how many of these victims have ever been approached by the FBI to provide testimony? Who was it, in addition to Mr. Epstein and Ms. Maxwell, who was it that you had sexual congress with? Who was it? Or, if you don't know, let me show you some pictures. And if you see anybody in this photo pack, in this list of suspects, you let me know. Where are the hundreds of people? Hundreds! It must have been, this is going on for years! Where are they? Not the usual suspects. And you mean to tell me, Madam, Your Honor, members of the world who are watching this and scrupulously taking down my words, you mean to tell me out of this entire enterprise, Jeffrey Epstein, the late Jeffrey Epstein, and I am the only two people involved? Where's Les Wexner? Where's this one? Where's that one? Go down the list. It's absurd. And you know, if Ghislaine were to go a step further, you know, I don't want to be, dare I say, conspiratorial, but there is a thing called conspiracy under the law. But you know, this would be the perfect blackmail opportunity for some person, country, intelligence unit to have this database of all of these heads of states, presidents, ex-presidents, leaders of corporations, in flagrante delicto with minors in the act. Imagine what this would be if somebody has this. Where would that be? Where is this evidence? I mean, this is the most preposterous case. And finally, Mark, we're out of time. I wish you would say, if you think, and by the way, this is no excuse. This is not in any way, this is not dismiss what I or anyone else did. Because these young ladies cannot consent if indeed they are underage. But if you think that we went out in a white van and pulled people in, kidnapped them, do you know how many people called us to do this? We didn't have to recruit anybody. And these people suing these victims, some of them, not all of them, do you know what they were involved in over the years? That why are they not co-defendants? Why have they been charged? Have they been granted immunity? I mean, if you think that we went out and people were shackled in a basement somewhere, you've got this all wrong. Because, and what would they do? We've never heard her story. We've never heard. And finally, wouldn't it be something if somebody made a deal where the UK were to say, you know what, we'll take Ghislaine, we'll give you Julian Assange. What do you say? Let's switch this thing over. Well, I know it's kind of moot at this particular time now because extradition's there, but this is deeper than anything anybody has ever even imagined. And Mark, you know this because you're Mr. New York. How many people in every station of media, corporate, loved going to dinners with Jeffrey Epstein? He wasn't a bad guy. So what if they were on the plane? He wasn't constantly involved in this. He donated millions of dollars, or whoever funded him. Do people really understand how this worked and how people are now claiming they didn't know who he was? You're telling me that people like Bill Clinton and others and Prince Andrew who have access to intelligence agencies were never told, listen, this is the last guy you want to hang around with. Don't go on that plane. Don't go in that apartment. This case stinks from top to bottom. And after she is carted away, we're never going to talk about her again, Mark. You're never going to hear anything about her again.
But Lionel, as a former prosecutor, as an attorney, a criminal attorney, do you think she got an adequate defense? Why didn't she do all of these things?
I will tell you that I was not there in that courtroom, and I do not know. But I will tell you this one, hypothetically. Mark, if I told you that you've got nothing to lose, normally I would say, Mark, we do not want you to testify because you might inadvertently say something. You might provide a connection to the prosecution that they would not have had you not testified. But when you're Ghislaine Maxwell and you've got absolutely nothing to lose, how could she have made it worse? What, especially when she says the following are people I know that I arranged with, that I procured, I aided, abetted, counseled, procured, hired. I was an accomplice in these lists. I want to call them as my defense witnesses. Do you know how you could have jammed this up? They would have said, hold it, stop, wait a minute, Mr. Department of Justice. Yeah, you might want to cut her a deal. And Mark, do you really think she's the person that they want? She's the person? And where are these properties? Who owns them now? Where's his brother? What is happening to basically the bulk of the estate? What's happening with the remaining cases regarding David Boies and Alan Dershowitz and Giuffre and back and forth and the libel and the accusations? Where is all this going? I promise you, the mainstream media, the sock puppet media, once they get the word, that's it. And I mean all of them. You're not going to hear anything about this again because it's in the past. But the question is, where is that? Mark, what if you were the head of an intel agency and you got access to every head of, not every, but number heads of state, captains of industry, that you could just extort indefinitely with this information. You know, years ago they claimed that the mob had something on J. Edgar Hoover, which may or may not have been true. But think about that. Nobody ever brings that up. Nobody ever talks about that. None of it. And nobody's even gone so far as to explain whatever happened to Jeffrey Epstein. Nothing. What about those two, about the two guards who fell asleep? Where are they? And Mark, by the way, where was the fellow he was in jail with? Remember the big hulking guy who was in charge?
Yeah, the ex-cop.
Or something? Yeah. Where is he? Is he still in custody? He's not out, is he? Where is he? Was he? Is it, because if the, you know, Jeffrey is in jail with this guy, if you look at what Epstein was saying to his lawyers, he wasn't depressed. He actually thought, I've got a chance at this. Next thing you know, you find him with a broken, fractured, hyoid bone, thyroid cartilage, petechial hemorrhaging, every classic exhibit and example and indicium of homicide. Are you kidding? What? I mean, how stupid do they think we are?
I hate to say it, we're out of time, but these are all very valuable questions. We're getting word from the courtroom. Nothing has happened yet. No sentencing yet. We'll bring it to you when it happens. Lionel will be at the Cutting Room July 16th. Go see him. Get the tickets. Go to lionelmedia.com. Lionelmedia.com. You can watch his TV show and get tickets to see him at the Cutting Room July 16th. Lionelmedia.com. Lionel, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much, my friend. Have a good day.
All right. Take care. Oh, and check out the webpage. A lot of good video up there. Elton John in concert. Watch this. He loses his temper on stage and goes a little crazy. Take a look. Also, watch George Carlin and how dumb the airlines are. It's all at the webpage. Just go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.